filmmaker Ira Sachs is here to talk about his new movie, Keep the Lights On, and his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Ira.
Hi, how are you?
Tell us about Keep the Lights On.
Well, it's a very personal film that began from my own history, and I ended a relationship in 2007, and I knew that 10 years before I had started that relationship and that there was a good story about gay life today that I hadn't seen on film. So I set out to try to depict what relationships look like in my generation and in New York City particularly.
You know, give us a little spin about the movie.
The film is about a filmmaker named Eric, who is a Danish guy who lives in New York, and he gets involved with a young man named Paul, who initially he's in the closet. He's a lawyer for a publishing house here in New York. He comes out and they end up moving in together, and they each have their own battles to face. Paul has an addiction issue. He's addicted to crack cocaine, and Eric has his own sort of compulsivity drive. And, you know, they're also just trying to make life work. So they're kind of competing against these ghosts and demons that are on both their shoulders. But the story is really about their attempt to stay together. Whether they should or they shouldn't is sort of part of the story itself.
How did the production come together?
I finished the script in January of 2011. I wrote it with Mauricio Zacharias, who's a screenwriter here in New York, and we decided that we would do things a little differently. We finished in January, and we were committed to making the film the following summer in July, and we were able to get an enormous amount of support from the queer community in New York, as well as the film community and arts community. About 400 people got involved with this film. I think there was a sense that there is an absence of representation of gay life in cinema, and there was a feeling by the community that I'm involved in here that this was an important story to tell. It's amazing, you know, I started making films in 96, and I notice even in my own career that my first film was about a gay young man in Memphis, closeted as well, who ends up in a relationship with a Vietnamese guy, and then I made three other films, but for many years I didn't have a gay character in my work. And I think there is so much pressure, both internally and economically, to assimilate that you find a lot of gay filmmakers avoid those stories. And I've now that I'm middle-aged and in my mid-40s, I just feel that these are important stories to tell.
Well, the film's been really well received from a lot of the film festivals globally. How's that been?
Well, it's been encouraging. I mean, I think, you know, the film won the Teddy Award at the Berlin Film Festival for Best Queer Film. It just won a couple of awards in the Queer Lisbon Film Festival, the Philadelphia Festival, Outfest in Los Angeles. I think that for me, I set out not necessarily to make a gay film, but to make a film about characters. And I think that's something people have responded to, is that there is a specificity and an interest in storytelling that's as important as the sort of genre of the film. And I try to do my best as a filmmaker to make it as authentic as possible for the audience. But I think for me, as someone moving forward and working on new work, to sense the hunger for this kind of story and the appreciation of actually for gay audiences to see a gay story on screen makes me want to continue making work that addresses those histories.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
You know, I grew up in the 60s in Memphis, and my father was a member of the American Civil Liberties Union. I was born 3 years before Martin Luther King was killed. I think that history of civil rights action was something that I had in my blood in a certain way. And throughout college, I was very involved as a gay activist. I got involved in ACT UP when I moved to New York in 88. And I now work as a community organizer. I run two arts programs, Queer Art Film, which is a film series that invites interdisciplinary, intergenerational conversation between queer artists, and also a mentor program. And for me, it's actually something I do because I believe in it, but it's also something I do because I feel being an activist is so nurturing to my own being. I think for many years when I had my own issues of sort of addiction and was focused on things that were sort of small and obsessive, I forgot the world. And I have found that engaging in the world, it's generative to me and sustaining. And I feel that I'm also able to make some change, to be a part of history in my own small way.